Mayor Kathy Sheehan and other local officials gathered Wednesday at City Hall as Brendan Cox was officially sworn in as the capital city's new chief. The 21-year veteran of the force was unanimously confirmed Monday by the Albany Common Council as the 24th police chief. Sheehan introduced Cox.
It is a heavy responsibility to lead this department at this critical time in our city's history. But I needed to look no further than Brendan Cox for the right person to do this job.
Cox took over for Stephen Krokoff, who retired in March and moved to Georgia. Sheehan called on then-Deputy Police Chief Cox to serve as acting chief before naming him her choice to head the force of 340 officers. Cox inherits a department that has sought to improve the police-community relationship in recent years and takes over at a time when departments nationwide are facing increased scrutiny. The new chief says he wants there to be complete trust and partnership between the youth of Albany and the cops. He introduced a group of young adults part of a cadet program in the city.
What I will tell you is this. What I really want my mark to be on this community, on this police department, is I want that gap between the youth of this city and the police department to be closed.
Cox went on to highlight recent breakdowns between police and their communities across the nation. Cox said it's important to realize when you were wrong.
It took a shooting where 9 people died for a state to say, hey, we need to take down a flag that's racist and inflammatory.
At a time when the nation is discussing reforms, including body cameras, tasers, and the like, putting police at the center of a roiling political debate, Cox told the packed crowd of officers, friends, family, and residents he wants to keep officers from becoming merely symbols.
As the chief, I think it's my job to keep our department and to keep the men and women, or again, whatever position you have in this department, from being pawns in the next war against something. And I say something because time and time again, we as law enforcement get put on the front lines to do somebody else's dirty bidding. That's not right, that's not fair, and that's not just.
Cox nominated Commander Robert Sears to take the seat left open by his promotion. He said the commander went above and beyond when he took on jobs outside the realm of the detective office. Krokoff had served for 5 years as chief. The 44-year-old Cox joined the force in 1994. Mayor Sheehan said the city, the force, and residents are in very good hands.
He is the right person in the right place, and he will do the right things to move our city forward and unleash its full potential.
Reporting from Albany, I'm Patrick Garrett for WAMC News.